You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. We are back. This is Dino with the Hot Podcast Channel, and we have a special guest. We have Ryan Kruger here, English filmmaker from South Africa.
That's correct.
And he's got a mind-blowing film coming out, mind-blowing feature film coming out called Fried Berry. And this came from a short that you had made a while back that I had seen. And, you know, you would, when you had sent it to me, you said, yeah, you know, a feature film is coming. And my thing was, wow, how the hell is he going to make a feature film out of this?
Out of that, yeah. I get that a lot.
So
I get that a lot.
So the short, we have a strung out druggie.
Yeah, the short was basically a 3-minute experimental about a heroin addict junkie that lives in an abandoned building, and for 3 minutes he's just going crazy over the drugs that he's taken, and his and it's his highs and lows. And that was it. That was the design of the short film, was to make you feel uncomfortable watching it. And after the short, you know, we sent it to a lot of festivals, and we had, I think it was like 60 official selections around the world with the festival. So it played everywhere. And then we also had, we also got about 13 awards from that. But what came from that as well was we had all this random fan art from around the world that people were just sketching and doing paintings and drawings of the character Fry Barry. And randomly some people started sending it to me, and others that I just found that didn't even contact me, and it just blew up for some reason. So it was cool that that happened, but there was never ever a plan to make a feature film, you know, off the short. It was just, that was the short, and that was it. It was just a 3 minute experiment. Because it blew up, it was also a thing where, you know, like, maybe I'm onto something here. Maybe this, you know, this, there's something cool here that people love about this character. But at the end of the day, where I was at the time with my career, I went through like a depression and all this shit, but I got to a point where I was like, right, I need to make a feature film. I've been waiting. I've come close so many times to make a film, and it just doesn't happen. So during this depression, I was like, right, I need to make a film. And I've got all these other scripts, and it probably could have been way easier. But then I got this idea for Fry Barry, and I just knew that it would work, but I wanted to shoot it in a certain way. So everything came about like really quickly. But it was like in 3 days, I wrote a 50% scene breakdown, briefly, very brief, not a script, just a brief, like Barry goes here, Barry does this, Barry does that. And it was as brief as that. And then in the end, I wrote 6 pieces of dialogue for the whole movie. And then that was it. And before we started, a month before we started, my producer, James C. Williamson at the time, I only knew him for about a month. And I said to him, I said, dude, I want to make a film, and I want to make it next month. And I've got this idea. And he's like, have you got a script? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, have you got, you know, why do you need to shoot it in a month? And I was like, because if we don't shoot in a month, it's never going to happen. It's just going to get pushed back, postponed. So I'm making it next month, and you're either with me or you're not. And he was like, cool, let's do it. But why haven't you got a script? And I was like, well, my lead actor is not a trained actor. And because of the way that I wanted to do this thing, and I also wanted to make something very, very like creative. So instead of doing the scripts that I already had, I think Fry Barry was the right choice to make as a first-time film, feature film director, to make something that will make a noise and really stand out. And a month later, we started shooting, and the whole movie is all improvised on set. And we were just in the moment with those actors and with my lead actor, Gary Green, who's not a trained actor. But what was great about it was I needed him to be in the moment and not overthink stuff. And yeah, every day we just, you know, he didn't know what we were doing until I said, right, we're going to do this today. We're going to do that today. So it was just crazy how it all worked out. And since then, now, you know, it's hitting all the major festivals, and yeah, it's doing really well. And the people that are reviewing it is, you know, is just loving it. So it's still early stages, but it's still going, you know, very, very well.
Wow. Great. Now the story, you're taking your character Barry with the drugs and the, you know, the heroin and all that, and then you're adding an alien possession aspect into yeah. this.
Who doesn't want to watch that? A heroin actor who gets abducted by aliens. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's a crazy, wacky film. I mean, it's got a bit of sci-fi. It's got a bit of horror. It's got a lot of dark humor. There's even like a love story in there. So it's a very cult style film. And yeah, it's just that people, it's one of those films, you're either going to love it, or you're going to hate it. And even right. if you hate it, it's good because you're still going to talk about it because there's so much crazy shit that happens in the film. And the feature is literally about a heroin addict that gets abducted by aliens, spat back out, and, you know, the alien takes over his body, and it's just like a joyride through the dark side of Cape Town, South Africa, and the journey that he goes on, which is also very unpredictable. It's just a crazy, wacky movie.
Wow, cool. Now, it hasn't shown anywhere here in the States yet, right?
We had the world premiere at the Cinequest in San Jose. We had the world premiere there, and now, as I said, it's, you know, it's going to hit Fantasia in Canada, yeah. Going to Sitges in Europe, in Spain. So right now, from now till the end of the year, it's hitting all the like major festivals for like genre films and stuff like that. So
wonderful, great, yeah. Because I'm going to be covering a couple of pieces over at Fantasia, so cool. I'm going to make sure that Fred Berry is definitely one of them. Because, like I said, from last year, I kept an eye, and I was very interested in seeing how this came to fruition. I mean, yeah. I think this is going to be up there with like Upgrade, Mandy, you know, all those, genre bending films.
Yeah. The reviews that we've been getting is great, and everybody's keeps saying, I mean, like in Brazil over the past 4 days, we've had like 2,400 people watch it, and those people that are watching it and the reviewers, you know, they keep saying, oh, it's a cult classic. This is definitely going to be a cult classic. This is a masterpiece. It's weird for me to hear that, but it's great. I mean, hopefully they all can't be fucking wrong. If all these people are saying it, but it's great. And it's, you know, me and my producer, James, you know, we worked so hard at it. And Gary Green, that plays Fry Barry, he was amazing in it. He was great to work with. He put, you know, we all put, because it was our first feature film, you know, we all put our everything to it. So, I mean, I think it really shows. And it's just something different. It's not the same Hollywood formula, and it's not the same thing that we've seen all the time. It's just a crazy, wacky film that you also can't take too serious, because it's just so, you know, it's just so crazy.
Right. Fantastic. And I'm going to put the trailer on this video as well.
Where the hell have you been, Barry?
What do I like about you, Barry? You don't say much.
But you're a good listener.
You're absolutely fucking right, you're not the father. You're a useless piece of shit.
So what are you doing here, man? How did they catch you?
Yeah!
You did something bad, eh? Kill someone.
You're not my husband, are you?
You're on a mission. You're more important than us. You have to save yourself.
Yeah, the more, you know, at the end of the day, when you make a film, you just want people to watch it. You want it to get out there. I mean, there's nothing worse. You know, somebody can make a really good film, but it can also get lost in that, like, B-movie market, you know? Or somebody can make something and it, you know, doesn't make it to Blu-ray or online, and it just sits there. So when you make a film, you know, you want people to watch it. And I think with this type of film, it's a very sort of fan base sort of movie where the people that do love it and have loved it so far, that's calling it a cult classic and all that, is that, you know, they're the people that's going to keep it alive. And And it's, like I said, it's just something different. You know, we're always looking for something different and not the, you know, the regular formula that we, you know, that we always see. So just to, like, either not to shock people, it's just the entertainment. You know what I mean? I think there's more movies these days now that you watch and you're just like, oh, this is shit. And you just want to turn it off or you don't finish watching it. And, you know, I find myself going back to a lot of old films all the time to revisit because we know they're good and we love them and we can just keep watching it and watching it and watching it. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. And I think these days there's less and less great films these days. And, you know, but like I said, I mean, I'm not saying my film's the best film in the world or anything like that, but but you know what I mean? It's just, you know, as filmmakers, we try and entertain people and trying to do something different. I mean, my first film, I could have made something else. I could have made a safer film, but you know, I think it's my first film, I think it's the most important film. And then the next most important film is the second film, just so you're gonna have to do better than the last one.
Right.
So I think that's the thing. I think just people want something different and something new. And that's why I say the amount of times now, it's only every now and then where there's a really good film that comes out that'll go, like for example, like Interstellar or something like that, where I go, fuck, I love that movie. It's great. I've already seen it loads of times. So, you know, it's not as often as that used to be, you know, back in the day where, you know, if you look, like I'm an 80s kid, so I love 80s movies. So for me, it's like 80s, and I've got a lot of 80s references in the movie, but that's the thing. It's just like, you know, I'm constantly, you know, going back to whether it's like The Thing or Christine or Indiana Jones or, you know, whatever. We can watch it again and again because it's great and we enjoy it and we love it. So the people that have watched Fry Barry, the nice and the cool thing about it, what they also say is like, fuck, I want to watch it again because there's so much stuff that happens and there's so much to talk about after the film that you want to go back and you will actually notice other things that you didn't pick up the first time, which is cool.
Yeah.
And maybe by mistake, I don't know. that it worked out that way.
Right. All right. Fantastic. Like I said, I'm fighting my kitten here, so.
Cute.
Yeah, she showed up on my kids and my wife were playing at the park and she just walked right up to them, so we got a new carrot. But Ryan, I want to thank you for sitting down with me and talking about Fried Barry.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And guys, check out this trailer, check out the short film, and go. If this movie isn't playing, you know, anywhere near, hunt this down and check it out. Fried Barry. Guys, this is Dino with Hot Podcast. Be decent to each other.
Cool, man.
I appreciate it.
Gary Harley Productions.